whose streak will end today? Well, that's a question for which we should have an answer about 3:30 p.m. Central Time today. Welcome to New Orleans Saints pregame report. I'm John DeShazer for NewOrleansSaints.com here at New Era Field in Orchard Park, New York. A chilly day for the Saints. And first of all, this is a salute to service day. So first off, we'd like to say thank you to all of our servicemen and women who have so diligently served and sacrificed. All of our veterans as well as our current military personnel, thank you 1,000,000,000,000 times over. Thank you extremely, very, very much. Again, I'm John DeShazer here at New Era Field, and the Saints have won 6 consecutive games. They're looking for 7 straight for the first time again since the 2011 season when they finished out that season with 8 consecutive regular season wins. They're already at 6, we know, 6-2, and Buffalo is undefeated in 4 home games this season. So someone is going to leave a little bit disappointed today. We hope that team is not going to be the Saints. You can catch this game locally at WVUE about noon kickoff, WVUE Fox 8 in New Orleans. Now for the Saints, it really begins defensively during this 6-game winning streak where they've only allowed 12.7 points per game defensively. Now they did allow 2 other touchdowns via punt return and an interception return, but if you subtract those, the Saints allowing 12.7 points per game defensively, they've really been able to shut down opposing teams, and they'll have to do so today against a team that has a quarterback extremely mobile. Tyrod Taylor has passed for 1,628 yards, 10 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, but he also has run 50 times for 210 yards, and he's a guy that the Saints really want to contain in the pocket. And how will they do that? Well, they've got a couple of defensive ends, Cam Jordan and Alex Okafor, who've combined for 9.5 sacks during this 6-game winning streak. Now, the thing for the Saints is the Bills do not protect Tyrod Taylor extremely well. He's been sacked 26 times this season so far, also 7 times in the last game, a loss against the New York Jets. So the Saints have to figure they should be able to get to Tyrod Taylor. They want to make this a one-dimensional game, as they seek to do every week, and the way to do that is to take away LeSean McCoy, running back. He's run for 548 yards and 3 touchdowns, but it's not been a typical Shady McCoy type year, only averaging 3.7 yards per carry. So the Saints hope to be able to shut down that run a little bit and force the ball into Tyrod Taylor's hands and hopefully keep him in the pocket so they can shut him down that way. Although McCoy also a dual threat, 38 catches this year, so watch for him out of the backfield, either as a runner or as a receiver. And don't forget, the Bills have added Kelvin Benjamin, the Carolina Panther, whom the Saints know much about. They played against Kelvin Benjamin several times in his young career, and hopefully they have someone who can deal with him. And cornerbacks Marshawn Lattimore and Ken Crawley, they will be put to the test defensively for the Saints. But again, they've been up to the test so far during the 6-game winning streak. Offensively for the Saints, you have to look out for the running game, and especially during the 6-game winning streak, the Saints have averaged 140 rushing yards per game. Now, they really have balanced the offense out over that period of time. 193 pass attempts by Drew Brees, 190 rush attempts by the Saints. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara have combined for more than 600 yards rushing, more than 800 yards rushing, excuse me. So they're really getting it done on the ground for the Saints, and they're going to need that tandem today, because if the weather deteriorates any, and we're not expecting it to, we're expecting it probably game time temperatures around 45 degrees or so. But if the Saints can't throw it, they certainly have 2 guys capable of running it. Rookie Alvin Kamara now leads the team with 5 touchdowns scored. That's 3 rushing and 2 receiving. He's been lethal out of the backfield in terms of screen passes, and that really is more like an extension of the running game for the Saints. So if they can't throw it down the field as much as they'd like to, they get bogged down a little bit. They've shown that the screen game has been extremely effective for them. And Drew Brees completing a career-high 71.6% of his passes. If he can keep that pace up, that'll set a career high for him. And we know what kind of career Drew Brees has had. So he's not passing for as many yards, but he hadn't had to. And yet the Saints still the number 2 offense in the NFL, right around 400 yards per game. So watch how the Saints move the ball, especially in the screen game and with those running backs. Special teams has been a big problem for the Saints, especially of late. Last week against Tampa Bay, had a PAT blocked, had 2 muffed punts, as well as another fiasco in special teams. So they've got to shore that up a little bit. They really have to clean that up. Ted Ginn Jr. and Willie Snead, we don't know exactly what the rotation will be in terms of returning punts, but each muffed a punt last week, and Willie Snead's muff was recovered by Tampa Bay. So that's something that the Saints obviously want and need to clean up, and they can't allow those protection breakdowns on the PAT and field goal units. Buffalo probably has looked at film, obviously, and they know where those weaknesses are. So hopefully the Saints have shored that up. They will try to go today without safety Kenny Vaccaro. We expect that Rafael Bush will be active again this week. He was not active last week. He was a healthy scratch, but he probably will be active this week, as well as Chris Banjo. And those guys should back up Marcus Williams and Von Bell at the safety position. The Saints like that three safety spot, but hopefully they'll be able to do so with those two guys backing them up in those positions. And also, special teams standout for the Saints, Justin Hardy, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week with his block punt and touchdown against Tampa Bay. He's been a name to notice on special teams for the Saints. He's made several critical tackles, and hopefully he'll be a factor in the kicking game again today for the Saints. Again, I'm John DeShazer here at New Era Field in Orchard Park, New York. A little bit chilly, but hopefully the Saints will be able to get it done. And like I said, we'll know about 3:30 p.m. exactly whose streak extends, either the Saints' six-game winning streak or Buffalo's four-game winning streak here at New Era Field. I'm John DeShazer, and check us out later on NewOrleansSaints.com. We'll have the post-game report sponsored by Verizon Wireless after the game, and we'll have reports throughout the game on Twitter and Facebook. So continue to watch NewOrleansSaints.com, and we'll be with you a little bit later after the game.